Welcome to Hold My Bread. I'm Eric Monocle. Jeff rudely interrupting my intro. My time to shine.
Stepping on the intro immediately.
Yeah.
Matt Backus is here too. I'm me. That's me. I'm Matt Backus. Hello. Good there evening, listeners. Or good morning, depending on when you're listening to this. Or good night, if this is before bed.
Yes.
Or, you know.
You sad son of a bitch who listens to this podcast as they drift away to sleep.
Let's be honest. Nobody listens to this before bed. Jeff, you're like a boogeyman. You don't put people at ease.
Oh, right. just a different version of me.
Oh, hey, what? No, I'm not a different version of you. Welcome to the podcast, another episode, Hold My Bread. Did you guys have a good day today?
I did, I had a nice little day.
Good, me too. Mm-hmm. I had a good day outside, got a nice breakfast. The stock market, my numbers are looking up a little bit. We finished on a bit of a dip, but I'm up a little bit.
I'm still down.
Everything's so bad.
How is the market reacting to our inevitable war with Russia? Going to die.
He's pushing an agenda.
Fine.
I am pushing an agenda.
You really
a pro-Russian
are.
Agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Damn.
Eric thinks we're going to war with Russia.
Oh, I just checked my stocks, my portfolio, and it went up $1 in after hours.
Ooh.
So, not bad.
There you go.
After hours, that's when the moves are made. Everyone knows that.
So, if we do go to war with Russia, what would you do financially?
Well, if you're going to follow your strategy, you would, I guess, invest in some defense companies.
Mm-hmm. Raytheon?
There you go.
They've come up a bunch on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I can name.
Maybe non-perishable foods when we're all living in our bunkers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not going to be in bunkers.
Water purification tablets.
Those might be a decent idea.
And gas masks. Gas masks.
Maybe gas masks.
Those are the currency of the future,
They use gas in the Britain thing. Russia's not above not using gas.
Yeah, it's true. They don't care.
Maybe gas masks. And what's that one company? Military people. Planes, kind of? I know if you're listening to this, you're like shouting at the thing like,
what
you
is
idiots.
It? It's an airline company?
No, it's like a... they're like a military. They're a big military company.
I don't know. Halliburton.
Yeah, but you may want to buy Halliburton stock.
Yeah.
You know, once we're done beating Russia up, we're going to have to rebuild
them. I like that. That's funny. Yeah.
Send in Halliburton.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney's just rubbing his fingers right now.
Oh, is that his company?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's why there's a huge
uproar.
That's
why I know what that name is.
Mm-hmm. Because Dick Cheney, he was the CEO of it, and then they go to war with Iraq, and they're like, who gets the contract? He's like, I know some good guys. Yeah. I ran into him at a bar.
Yeah.
And it turns out they're his old company.
Is Dick Cheney still alive?
Yeah, dude, he won't die.
Damn, that's a shame.
He's half robot.
Yeah, I mean,
Cheney's going to outlive all of us.
Yeah.
God has tried to kill him multiple times.
Yeah, but the devil keeps him alive.
He's on devil life support. Remember when he shot that guy in the face? What a story.
Well, the guy got in his way.
You think they're still friends?
I think they are.
Probably.
I think he forgave him. It was an accident.
I don't care.
Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. If someone shoots me in the face, I'll be like, what are you doing this weekend? I want to keep my eye on you.
Yeah. I consider you one of my closest friends, but if you shot me in the face, we might not talk for a while.
Well, yeah. Your jaw would be wired shut.
Yeah, I just have to listen to you. That'd be my nightmare.
Also, what would be worse than actually being shot in the face is being shot in the face by Jeff, because you would never hear the end of it. He would be like, he'd bring it up like 6 months later laughing, being like, remember when I shot you in the face? That would be terrible.
And all I could do is just be like, yes, I remember.
I would tiptoe the subject. It'd be the first time you're like, oh yeah, I'll have a shot of tequila.
You know you can't say shot around me.
Man, do you want me to get you a shot? Oh, oh boy.
Sorry, I spilled my shot on you.
Lockheed Martin.
Damn, I never would have got that.
Okay.
That's who I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like defense military stuff, and they're all like planes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they did their drone. Did they do the drones? Are they drones?
Probably.
Are the drone makers?
Several people made drones. I don't know.
I feel like they made drones. I think they're like the drone kings.
Yeah, it's the drone hut. You got drone king.
Drone king. Yeah, drone hut's nice. Then you got drones and drones.
Mm. A breakfast joint, drones and scones. There's just a bunch of them.
Drones R Us. Not affiliated with Toys R Us. Drones R Us.
Didn't you have a story about someone breaking into a Toys R Us?
Yeah, did you? This was new. I'm a party man. I'm a partier. I love to hang and I love to go to parties. But there was a rave in a Toys R Us, abandoned Toys R Us. There was a big party there. And just it was an abandoned Toys R Us. They threw a rave inside, I guess. And
were the toys still in there or no?
I don't know. I doubt it. Probably not. Right? Really? They probably came in and collected. It's like you remember when Blockbuster closed and they were just empty Blockbusters. There was no stuff inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be pretty cool if all the toys were in there though.
Officer arrested
partying in a full Toys R Us.
They arrested five people and seized the sound system on the scene. Give us your speakers.
Oh, they did have a sound system.
Yeah, see, now in all these like mid-sized towns, you're going to see all these abandoned Toys R Us, kind of like, yeah, with Circuit City and Blockbuster. There's always like an abandoned movie theater in cities like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Toys R Us now.
And the Circuit City and the movie theater and the Blockbuster.
How did only
they're just still there.
They're still there. Some of them are still there.
How did only five people get arrested? Was it just five people and a sound system?
Everybody ran, I'm sure.
Toys R Us are huge stores, too. So just five people in a massive Toys R Us.
That's what I mean. Like, how many people were there?
Oh, I'm sure
even if it was packed full of people, you could only get five?
There's probably like 50, 60.
Only get five out of the 60?
Yeah, because somebody goes, cops, cops, cops. And then all those teens scatter. Man. You can't. An overweight cop? He's not.
Oh, you're just assuming they're overweight.
And at the Toys R Us.
Have you seen cops?
Yeah, but they probably didn't send overweight cops to break up a rave.
This is an abandoned Toys R Us in middle America, and you think their cops are just fit?
Where was it?
Possibly. And if the Toys R Us are not like completely like void of all their product, you just get teenagers or young adults jumping on bikes and scooters and pogo sticks and getting away that way.
Oh, man, that pogo stick kid. He was gone in seconds.
Oh, man.
Nothing's faster than a teen on a pogo stick.
Oh, see? Held closed down and it was in West London. So they just went in there with clubs and started clubbing people.
West London?
Yeah.
I don't know what West London looks like.
You know, like the country.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, I know. I've never been to, I don't know what West London is. Is it like suburban-y or is it?
No, but the cops in London don't have guns.
I'm just saying they're probably not fat.
Oh.
You said fat cops. They're probably not fat cops.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
our
European
cops are fat because of guns.
Yeah,
we got fat cops.
Yeah, they
got
to run and get close enough to hit you to arrest you.
Yeah, our cops can just kind of lean back and shoot.
Exactly.
Maybe that should be it. Maybe you're only allowed to have a gun as a cop if you're like body fat index is at a certain point.
Yeah, if you're too fat, like, oh, you're gonna give up and shoot.
When
you,
yeah, because it's a quickly. Crutch.
When
it's
you
a crutch.
When you
no
apply
fat cops.
When you apply to be a cop in the UK, that you have to do you have to make sure you're not too fat, and you also have to show them your penis, make sure your dick's not too small.
What?
So no little dick ass cops with big ass guns. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think this penis thing's
real. I think you could be a cop with a little dick. You just can't have a gun.
There you go. That's who they give the sticks to.
But then you're going to be angry because everyone will know you have a little dick because you won't have a gun. They'll be like, get your gun and shoot him. You're like, actually, I was given this baton because.
They throw their baton and they're like, great, now he has the baton.
How dare you?
What are you defending, the boys in red?
No, I'm just defending small penises. You're making jokes at guys with a terrible, you know, they don't want small penises. Laughing at them.
It's an affliction.
It's, you know.
So we're laughing at cops.
Yeah, cops with little dicks.
Yeah, and there's plenty of cops with little dicks.
Yeah, I know. It's an epidemic.
I'm sure there's hundreds, if not thousands.
But you know who else there are? There's lady cops, and they don't need dicks for guns, all right? I trust a woman with a cop, or a woman with a gun more than I trust a man with a tiny dick with a gun.
How many men,
I went to high school with a bunch of little dick men that had big ass guns.
See, you don't even know.
That became cops.
You never know the size of a man's penis when you meet him.
Oh, what? You can tell.
Well, you think just, so?
Definitely.
Maybe they were mean to you because you were looking at all their dicks.
I was like, hello. I would say, hello, little dick. Hello, little dick. That's how I would say hello. Hello. Good evening.
You can tell. You can tell this guy's got a small hog.
I think there's a lot of signs that you can tell by a man,
like
the way he carries himself.
What do you think, like overcompensating and stuff?
Totally. That stuff exists. That stuff's real. It's like when you make a joke about having someone have a small penis and they're like, oh, that's not funny. And you're like, wow.
They
you
say that about everything. They say that with height, too. Just because, I mean, you could be 5'3". That doesn't necessarily mean that you also have a small penis.
Well, I mean,
like, let's say you saw a guy driving a lifted pickup truck. Gets out, has, you know, flames and skulls on a shirt in Oakley's.
Is it Guy Fieri?
Yeah, it's cool. I really did just kind of describe Guy Fieri.
Is it getting out at a restaurant?
Yeah, but you think, like, you can be like, oh, I think he's got a, but you don't, you know, you'd have to ask him to find out if your theory's true. You have no scientific data.
Right, because we also know that guys with little penises tell the truth
yeah.
all the time.
That's
so
what
you can just ask them and they'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
These are all assumptions.
They can't tell a lie. They're like Pinocchio. They cannot tell a lie. He goes, excuse me, sir, do you have a little dick? They're like,
yeah.
Yes. Damn it.
No, because if they lie, their dick grows.
No, it shrinks.
And then that changes.
Their dick shrinks if they lie.
We're becoming a very cliched. We're now just three male comics, literally talking about dicks. we are a cliche.
Hey, I had questions.
Yeah, I would love to get invited to a Toys R Us rave. So,
I wouldn't want to go to a rave.
I've never been. I've been to some foam parties and stuff. Those were cool.
I'm too tired for that.
Plus, that's an errand.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
have to go
thing.
Pick up foam.
Yeah,
well, you don't
right.
bring, it's not a BYOF. You
well,
know?
I'm not going to be rude.
They provide.
Show up to a foam party without foam.
They provide the
foam.
F.
Oh, yeah, so you get, yeah, but then you get your clothes all foamed up. It's going to ruin your clothes, probably.
Well, you're not wearing nice clothes to a foam party.
Oh, you got
to,
oh, I got to put on my laundry clothes,
can you just go
my
to the
sweatpants,
go to the store,
ready old shirt.
Go to the store, buy a t-shirt, buy some shorts.
Well, how are you supposed to impress anybody at a party there when you're dressed like a slob?
You don't go to the foam party to impress people. You go to melt your face off.
Melt your face?
Yeah, you go there to take a bunch of drugs and melt your face off. Foam everywhere.
I like my. I don't like my face melting. I like the way it is.
All right. Well, that's fine.
I like a nice stiff face.
Okay. Well, earlier, a couple episodes back, I talked about Take-Two Interactive. Have you heard of them? Do you know this? Are you familiar?
What was that again?
It's a video game company.
Oh, okay. Which video games did they do?
They made Grand Theft Auto. They made all the Grand Theft Autos, pretty much. They made Red
I thought
Dead,
that was Rockstar.
Red Dead. Yes, but they're Rockstar's the game developer, and Take-Two is the like producers or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is made more money than any movie ever. $6 billion since 2013.
Whoa.
So Take-Two, looking to Take-Two, that might be a buy. Because like I said, I know they got Red Dead Redemption 2. That's a big game that's coming out. I think it's coming out at the end of the summer. I don't know. So it's kind of, you have to go long on Take-Two, but it might be a good idea to look into them. Because I think, I mean, they clearly know what people want as far as video games.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is sick. I still play it every once in a while, and that game came out in 2013.
Red Dead Redemption was good, too.
That was cool.
I remember playing that.
So I think if they just do whatever they did with Grand Theft Auto 5, with just, like, I think microtransactions and free stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to, you know, it's going to print money.
Maybe a big one?
The game's budget was $265 million.
For Red Dead?
No, to make Grand Theft Auto 5,
oh, it was huge.
$265 million, but they made $6 billion off of it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They put a lot of money into that
I
game.
Would have never guessed that a video game cost $265 million to make.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, in Grand Theft Auto 5, they're like, that's like a...
Yeah, video game community is getting pretty big, Eric.
The industry, in video game industry, is huge.
I don't know if you've heard, but the video game industry is not small anymore.
I do not play video games.
Yeah?
I am too busy at foam parties.
Yeah, you're always going to those foam parties.
Yeah, I play video games to stay away from my melting face.
Eric shows up in his Sunday best suit and tie. Yeah. I'm here for the foam party.
Hello. Well, they did say this foam party did take place Easter weekend, so, you know, people got their Easter suits on.
I'm just a real stickler for the type of foam, too. I like high-end foam.
Yeah, you like good foam. Yeah.
You never been to I went to a foam party in high school.
You went to a foam? What is it? You just leave the washer on high or something?
They had, like, bubble machines.
They had foam over?
They had, like, a bunch of, like, plastic all over the furniture and stuff, and, like, black lights and strobe lights and fans, and there's just, like, foam everywhere. It's blowing everywhere. Everyone's, like, wet and grinding and bumping and oozing. When I was, like, 19, woo!
Yeah, I suppose when you're 19.
Yeah, baby. These greased up sluts. I loved it.
Be greased up. I thought it was foam.
Well, you know, everybody's all slippery and slicky.
Yeah.
I only went to that one.
I would have hated that.
What, when you were 19?
I don't like being all slippery and stuff.
I mean,
I'm like a cat. I don't like
when
being
you're
in water.
Rolling your face off on some cat. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, oh man.
At this point, it would be very sad if anyone actually listened to this podcast for legitimate financial advice when we're talking about going to foam parties. And
yeah,
whoa, I was in high school. I'm a refined businessman now. That was back in my teen, you know, teen
Although,
years.
In fairness, it's not like there's not drugs in the financial
Exactly.
industry.
If there's anyone that knows how to party, it's finance bros, and the parties they go to are very high end.
Finance bros love to party.
Absolutely. They love to untuck the ruckus, you know? Can you imagine? Sometimes I walk down, you know, you just walk by these fancy bars and you're like, these people, there's people in there that made $30,000 today. And they're just going to fucking party it up and live it.
Yeah, but like, you know, how fulfilling is that?
Probably pretty fulfilling, you know? If I had to guess, I'd say it's probably pretty fulfilling.
You think so?
Oh, definitely. How could it not be? Every once in a while, even
if
you're
starting to come to, I'm starting to come to. There's more to happiness in life than just money.
That sounds like somebody who doesn't have much money.
No.
Mm. Also, you're the last person on this podcast that I would think would have that angle.
Yeah,
I'm zen now, Eric.
Oh,
he watched the.
Watched the Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling.
He called it Larry Sanders. The Zen Diaries of Larry Sanders.
Ever since I came out, I've probably been to a couple of shows where someone had said something on stage. I'm like, they just watched that documentary.
Oh, totally. You know how many comedians are like writing diaries right now? Because he was like, the whole thing. I heard him on a podcast and he was talking about, he's like, I've been writing diaries or I've been writing a journal since I was 25 years old.
Who?
So, Gary Shandling said that. So he was like, I've been writing in a journal every day for 25 years, or since I was 25 years old. So there's going to be tons of comedians in about 30 years that are going to be like, I've been writing every day since I was 25.
I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, but not everybody's Gary Shandling. There's not, everybody doesn't have journals worth reading, you know?
Oh.
Some people are like, well, I don't hope no one reads this.
It's I got journals.
Pass. Yeah, but he's also, he's dead, and they cherry picked through how many hundreds of journals.
Right.
So, I mean, let's not pretend that he didn't have a bunch of shit in there.
Right, there are probably some duds.
Yeah, he was
couple
probably
of
like,
dick
Hot
drawings.
Pockets aren't that bad, and you're not going to show that on a documentary. You're going to show the things that are a little more spiritual. And
prolific.
Oh, yeah. All of my journals are spiritual and prolific.
Oh, yeah.
I don't miss a single beat. Every sentence is
you write
like,
with a quill.
Yeah. Every sentence in my journal is just like a beautiful piece of what's happening at that specific moment in time.
Mm-hmm. A snapshot.
Yeah, you know, every single sentence, you guys. You'd be like, holy smokes. You
really paint a picture, huh?
I know exactly what he's going through right then.
Yeah.
And then below that would be like a drawing of a werewolf with like, you know, boobs.
You're very zen. Yeah, I was going to say you're very zen. I remember recording a podcast and then leaving the podcast studios, walking towards the train. It was the night that a porn star died, and you told me in all your zenness that you found videos of her because you wanted to jerk off to someone who just died.
No, you don't get to say that.
And cut.
No.
What was your reason?
I found out. Yeah,
she died.
Yeah, because she got online bullied. Yeah,
she killed herself.
Yeah, she committed suicide. Somebody told me and went, what?
And you're like, huh?
And I went and just Googled her and I looked her up, and then you know all of her stuff was still on.
And
you know,
like, well,
she was all still there, and I was like, well,
I'm here.
You know, I'm here.
This is what she would have wanted.
You know, this is what she was doing. You know, this is for you. You know, and I gave her like a salute. You know.
You poured some out for her, is what you're saying. Jesus.
Yeah. The Zen Diaries of Jeff Sheen. Today I masturbated to a suicide.
I mean, I just Googled to see where we're at. And then, you know, I wasn't going in with that intention, but, you know.
What did
she had nice work.
Did you just Google her name, or did you Google her name?
Do you remember
videos?
Her name?
I Googled in videos.
Okay, so you knew what you were doing.
No.
Don't act like you just stumbled upon a video.
No.
You knew exactly what you were doing.
I was curious if they were all still up. I was like, I wonder if
the do you think they just wiped her off the internet because she died?
I think that
I thought so.
You changed clothes into all black. You probably.
Yeah. He had one of those veils,
you
those
lit a
black
candle.
Veils that some women wear at funerals.
I slaughtered a chicken.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right.
What else was happening today? Oh, Mark Zuckerberg testified.
Yeah, I don't think anything was accomplished. I don't think anyone, any of this, what is it? It's Supreme Court, right, is who he testified in front of? Those old motherfuckers don't know shit. What are they going to do?
No, it's
they don't
even know how to turn Congress.
A Congress. Either way, they don't know shit. They don't know how to turn on their computers. They're not asking the right questions. He's gonna lie his way around them.
The only thing I heard about it was the booster seat thing.
Yeah, the booster seat thing.
That wasn't a booster seat. That was his wallet. He was sitting on his wallet. He's very rich.
It was apparently pretty tame questioning. Like it was, you know.
I mean, he did not look like he was having fun.
Oh no!
Well, why would he? But
every picture of him, he just looks like a sweat, like a glass, just like a nervous glass of milk.
Yeah, he's not a good person.
He's got these big ass eyes and he's pale ass skin. I feel like I could see through him. He looks like a gecko.
Did you say he's not a good and he's not a good person?
He doesn't seem.
I don't think anybody with money is a good person.
Really?
I think he probably wasn't.
What about Bill Gates?
Terrible. No, that's not true.
I don't know what Bill Gates does. He may kill people for all I know for sport.
He's a philanthropist. He's been.
Whoa, he's a full on what?
Philanthropist.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that.
He's doing a ton of work for malaria.
I bet Mark Zuckerberg donates a lot of money to a lot of different charities. But I also.
Yeah, but Zuckerberg's doing it to like taxes and stuff. Like Gates is out there and they got a whole foundation. They're doing a lot of good work out there.
All right. Well, the minute that he doesn't get a tax break for that, let's see how.
He's not doing it. He's going to give away most of his money. Even his kids aren't even getting that much compared to how much he has.
I did see that.
See?
When he passes away, he's giving like 90% of his estate or something away.
90% he's giving it away.
Yeah. So I looked up. Because of the thing of everyone saying that Mark Zuckerberg needed to elevate himself in the chair, I looked up his height.
He's like 5'7".
5'7". Yeah. Then that also, when you do that, it also pulls up a lot of other billionaires in their height.
Okay.
Who's the shortest?
The shortest might be Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, no, wait. Jeff Bezos is 5'7 as well.
Mm.
Like, if you have that much money...
There's no billionaires that are 5'5".
There probably is. It only gives me a few here. Like Elon Musk is 6'2".
That's right.
Bill Gates is 5'10".
He's closer to Mars than
Warren Buffett.
Than Zuckerberg.
Warren Buffett, I thought, was a short man.
He's not?
He's average. He's 5'10". I guess that's above average, but...
Yeah.
Steve Jobs is dead.
Oh, my goodness.
He was 6'2".
Yeah, he shrank. He was 6'2"?
Yeah. Mark Cuban, 6'3".
Man.
Mark Cuban is
6'3". I guess I always thought, because you hear that tall people generally make more money, I guess I'd be curious to find out, like the list of billionaires, how many are over 6 foot tall.
Well, yeah, there's a few there. And if 5'7 seems to be the shortest, that's, you know.
Well, that's just on the ones that pulled up. There's got to be someone who's shorter than 5'7 who's a billionaire. Actually, there is. There is a pastor. There's a woman on here who was 5'5". Now she's not showing up anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
So there are billionaires that are shorter than 5'7".
Yeah. Hmm.
LeBron will probably be the tallest billionaire.
LeBron James is... Oh, yeah, because I guess I forgot Nike paid him $1 billion.
What about Jordan?
LeBron's taller than Jordan.
Is he?
Jordan's 6'6". What's LeBron, 6'8"?
Definitely.
Actually, I bet there's someone taller than 6'8 who's a billionaire. Right now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
A 6'9 billionaire.
Yeah, I would guess so.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think there's any way. Do they have surgeries that make you taller? Do you think there's people that are like going to get surgeries to become taller?
Probably, yeah.
What are they going to do? Just expand your neck, like break your legs and put stuff in there?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos has got enough money. You would either think that he would, at this point, he'd either like transfer his consciousness into a tall man or.
To just a tall man. Some tall man willing to give it up.
Bring me a tall man.
Give me a tall corpse. I mean, he's so rich,
he could probably just pay everyone else to make themselves shorter, and then he would be the tallest man.
I pay everyone around me $50 to slouch down and walk in there.
Is him and Trump's feud over with? Are they still feuding?
Probably.
They're still feuding because Trump doesn't know how the post office works.
I heard Trump like cost Bezos like
it's like $500 million or something.
Yeah,
like that.
$500 million just through his tweets.
All he's doing is costing everyone money.
I'd be so pissed.
Everyone. Everybody. He's fucking the stock market.
This dumb turd just tweets out and just costs me $500 million to vanish.
Yeah. That's why I have no money, because he made it all disappear.
Yep.
I think he's probably, I think he will. they will get rid of him, I think. If he keeps costing the rich, he's supposed to be like on the rich's side. But if he starts costing the money,
he's just so
there's going to be a gang of rich going after another gang of rich. There's going to be like these rich wars.
Yeah, but he's the rich have prospered more with the tax cuts than they would from his dumbass tweets. I mean, you're talking about one person, maybe a couple of people.
I'm sure Bezos is starting to get a team together. Like, hey, rich guys, join me. This guy's pissing me off.
Like a rich guy Avengers?
Yeah, he's like a rich guy Avengers.
The Justice League?
Yeah, you know, Bezos, Cuban. The Cuban hates him too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hated him before he was elected.
Yeah. Totally. Musk, I think, that doesn't like him.
Probably not.
Musk was on his thing and he quit. Yeah, I think there's going to be like a super, like a Justice League, a rich billionaire.
Fantastic.
We're coming for you, you know, and then... Then they get him out of there, and then they take us to Mars, and we all live happily ever after.
Hey, if Batman's superpower is just being wealthy, then why couldn't a group of billionaires become superheroes?
I mean, Elon Musk is basically Iron Man.
Yeah, just... about it.
That's Iron Man right there.
He just makes an Iron Man costume. I'm Iron Man now.
Yeah. Hey, I decided.
I have the money that I can be Iron Man, so I'm Iron Man.
I mean, he made a flamethrower. There you go.
And we'd all be like... Okay.
You're 6'2", you're good for it.
Is there anything we could do about this? Like, nah, he's Iron Man now. Okay.
All right.
He's so wealthy, we can't do shit.
Yeah.
That's what scares me, is all these billionaires can just become these super... We're all Iron Men. We'd all have to be like, oh, all right. How do we stop them?
Elon
Musk like
would probably make his Iron Man suit out of solar panels, and it wouldn't work at night, and he wouldn't be able to fight crime at night.
Yeah. I don't know.
Elon Musk is too smart for that, Eric. Don't be ridiculous.
And there was like a loophole. There was some loophole that there was like a sheriff in some like ho-dunk town that was like letting people like, you know, take a course and be like an honorary sheriff person.
Nice.
So then they could carry guns. And some security guards for the Koch brothers did that. So like their bodyguards can now like
Koch brothers.
Koch brothers. I just call them Koch. But the Koch brothers, like bodyguards, yeah. They have guns because they're honorary sheriffs because they just bought this training. Like they just found a loophole and now they can always have guns on them.
I thought bodyguards could have guns.
Not like certain areas. Like sometimes they're like, hey, you can't, you know.
All right, I guess you have to have like a special thing to have a gun in New York.
Yeah, but now they're like somewhat pseudo law enforcement. Mm.
They're untouchable.
Yeah, right? Money.
Money.
So
a shield of money.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be like if we just see Musk flying around. We're just like, we just have to put up with that.
Yeah, he makes his right arm into a cannon and be like, well, technically it's not a gun. It's his arm now.
Yeah, it's his arm now and he can fly and he's just always up there.
Are you discriminating against me because I'm differently abled?
Yeah, everyone just has to.
You better not be or I'll blow your fucking face off.
Yeah, right? You know, and then Jeff Bezos turned into a squid person. And now we can't
to harness all the power of the squid.
Yeah, now he's just in the ocean being the squid king.
Yeah, fighting fighting with James Cameron.
We're not allowed to do anything.
What's your superpower? I don't have vertebrae.
Yeah.
I owned Amazon. I turned myself into squid king. And then we're like, I don't need squid king. I don't know.
Yeah, my thought process was I'd never break any bones if I didn't have any bones. Now I'm kind of regretting it. I'm just a squid.
I can't go back, so, you know, I'm just making the best of it.
Yeah, he runs Amazon. He doesn't pay any taxes because he's like king
of
the ocean.
Look, I'm book smart. I'm not street smart.
He just his desk is just in front of an aquarium that he floats around in.
He's not part of the U.S. He's the ocean man. Yeah.
International waters. Think about it. You can open up a business in international waters.
He has a squid army now.
SEC
I don't
can't
know.
Touch you.
They're not people, really. They're just squid.
Octopus are scary. I know squids are scary, too, but octopus are scary.
Octopi?
Octopi are scary.
Mm-hmm.
Octopus are much smaller than they are depicted in cartoons.
Like some of them are big, up. Though.
They are. There are big some ones. Big octopus.
They can be a decent size.
Yeah.
And they also have a beak.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like the whole beak thing.
Mm-mm.
Man, because they can wrap around you, and then they can just beak you to death.
Right in their neck.
Yeah, I mean, they won't, because they're like, they're also just mostly goo.
But they are smart goo.
You know what I mean?
They can, like...
Like, they look big in the ocean, but then they, like, take them out, like, oh, you're all, like, goo. You're just water. I can just squeeze you out. You're, like, the size of a baseball.
But they're strong, and they're nimble. And then you could cut off an octopus's arm, and its brain can communicate with its arm still, and its arm will still move.
Oh, yeah?
I swear to you.
Hmm.
Octopus are terrifying. We should be.
You say they're strong?
Don't. Yeah, they're strong.
I don't think that strong.
All right, well. What are you, a fucking octopus expert over here?
I mean, you're the one saying they're strong.
Yeah, because
I'm the expert for saying that you're right. You're the one making claims and they question them.
Yeah,
what are you, an expert? You're going to call my random thing wrong?
Hey, don't question me. I question you, okay? I'm the questioner who questions. They're very strong, all right? You ever been held in an octopus's arms? They'll never let go. What were you going to say, Eric?
I assume this podcast will disband because of infighting, but that would be amazing if we broke up over octopus. We're not doing the podcast anymore. Jeff and Matt had a big thing. Matt said octopus were strong. Jeff was like, they're not that strong. And now they don't talk anymore.
That was about 30 years ago, so I hope they're doing well.
30 years ago.
I don't even remember when they do a documentary. I don't even remember what you're fighting about. Oh, right, octopus.
Documentary.
You cut to my wife is an octopus.
You were for Jeff Bezos and his squid army.
Exactly. You ever, you know how many push-ups an octopus can do? None, because they don't have to. I just take my headphones off and slam them down and walk out. Oh, boy. AMD, I think I'm going to hold AMD until it goes down.
I thought you already got rid of it.
No, I've still got it.
You still got it?
I'm bag holding. Yeah.
But, I hear you.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring up a little bit, talk about, we didn't really cover much stocks today on the episode.
No, we just kind of goofing around.
A couple rants. Little loose
ones.
Yeah.
I think we got to wrap up here soon.
Yeah.
So, you guys got anything we got to leave on?
Any hot plugs?
I'm at Artichoke Pizza on a show tomorrow in Brooklyn off the Jefferson stop.
So come
to that. Yeah, it's like 9:00. Should be fun. And then I'm on a show tomorrow before that at Phil's in Bushwick. It's right around the corner from my apartment. So if you want to come and hang out and find out where
Phil's.
I live, come to that. 8:00, Phil's in Brooklyn.
Is Phil's the name of the bar?
Yes. It's the name of the bar, Phil's.
Phil's?
I'm not just on a show at a man named Phil's.
Huh. I grew up, we had a, there was like the, our local, what do you call it? Store?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Grocery
like,
store?
Nah,
general
it was a grocery
store?
Store. Like a general, you know,
like a dollar general?
Kind of. It was called Phil's. My dad was always like, I'm going to Phil's.
No, this is a bar.
Wine
bar. They have a lovely charcuterie plate or whatever.
It's a wine bar?
Yeah, it's a wine bar. Charcuterie, as far as the eye can see, it's delicious.
I feel like wine's getting more popular.
Totally. I don't know shit about wine.
Yeah, but I keep seeing like a lot of wine shops like open up all over the place.
Yeah. So I'm on those shows. Come to Phil's. Come to the Artichoke Pizza. It'll be a great time. And that's about it for me, though, I think. Check out my website, mattbeckersucks.com. Check it out!
Oh, website promo.
I'm going to plug my own website.
Yeah. Plug your website.
What about you there, Jeffrey?
Me? Saturday? I'm in Princeton, New Jersey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where you at there? Where you at in Princeton?
I'm doing like a...
At the school?
No.
At the school?
I think it's like an event for the alumni. Mm. You're not allowed to come. It's a private event, so...
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want to hang with a bunch of nerds.
I just want to give you a shout out where I'm going to be.
I don't want to...
If you want to see me, you can't because it's a private event.
Yeah, you want to go. You hang out with a bunch of nerds. It's a big nerd party. They're going to throw dollar bills and hot coins at Jeff while he dances.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of smart guys that have money, like laughing at my poverty.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know how I'm going to get out there.
Doing an event for alumni of DeVry University.
Oh, you're doing the DeVry?
I'm doing the DeVry, yeah.
Oh.
Wow, DeVry Fest.
I'll be at Hot Soup on Tuesday at Irish
Eggs.
I'll be there hanging out.
Yeah.
Trying to get on that fucking show.
And don't forget to do your taxes.
Oh, yeah, taxes are coming up.
Oh, dude, I didn't even talk about my taxes. Anyways, I was there for 5 hours.
Oh.
And
waiting to get your taxes done?
Waiting to get my taxes done. One guy, line of people, so I got in at 5. I didn't get out till 10.
Wow.
And
finally,
I walked up and I had a stack. I had a big, thick stack. I was the last person where they closed up. And I went, I got these. And he went, whoa, what are you, a musician? And I went, I'm a comic. And he goes, we might have to do these tomorrow. I just wait for 5 hours. And he goes, he just puts me, he goes, well, first thing in the morning, we'll give you a call. And I was like, I could have just given these to you. And walked away. I've been waiting here, holding a stack. Ooh, boy. And I still haven't gotten the call. I don't think they've done them yet. I think they just don't even want to mess with it.
Probably not. I like that he said, are you a musician? Then you had to be like, no, I'm a comedian.
Yeah, he thought I was a musician because I looked like a hot rock star.
And you had a leather jacket on.
Yeah,
so.
Dude. And I was smoking a cigarette. And I flicked it in a stupid face.
Oh boy, yeah, I haven't done my taxes yet. I'm really cutting it kind of close.
Yeah,
get on it. You got a couple days.
You got a couple days. I go to
two days, right? I mean, 13th.
I went to him last 17th. Year and he was good.
Oh, thank God.
His name's Saul.
Saul
Greenpoint,
like from Breaking Bad.
He's
my God.
Yeah, you know he's not bad.
Better call him.
Even though I had to wait for 5 hours.
Yeah, well, and he hasn't done him yet. So how could he be?
He would have done him if you were a musician.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Something to shoot for.
Anyways, that's our cast, right, boys?
That's it. Boys. We'll be back next week. I think we're going to have a guest next week. I got one waiting to hear back, so we might have a guest next week. Email us at holdmybread@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, holdmybread. Leave us a review. If you leave us a review or you email us a question, we will read it on the podcast. So you guys don't probably care about that, but... but we will do
it. Good night.
Good night.